AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Roku's 2.1x volume confirms a sharp rebound to within 3.5% of its high. The streaming platform stock jumped 17.5% for the week, ranking high inside U.S. communication services. But its fair value premium and an undecided market dynamics read keep the next test important. Research brief. Roku closed at $143.70 on 12 June after a 17.5% weekly gain on 26.7 million shares, equal to 2.1 times its 13-week average volume. The trend signal remains active for a seventh week. Price sits 34.3% above the trend line, and the stock is only 3.5% below its 52-week high. The opportunity evidence is strong, but the 74.6% premium to fair value and an undecided expectation state argue for watching whether volume and market dynamics can confirm further strength. Key points. 1. Roku gained 17.5% in the latest week, ahead of the U.S. communication services average of 1.7% and the U.S. entertainment average of 2.6%. 2. The stock ranks in the 96th percentile across U.S. communication services peers, with a 12-week return of 54.0% and a 52-week return of 93.1%. 3. Volume was 26.7 million shares, 2.1x the 13-week average, and 1.7x the 52-week average, giving the rebound stronger participation than recent weeks. 4. The trend signal is active for a seventh week, while market dynamics is positive at 0.92, but still shows no fresh buy signal and an undecided expectation reading. 5. Price is 34.3% above the $107 trend line and 74.6% above $82.27 fair value, leaving less room for disappointment if momentum cools. Weekly move puts Roku back near the top of its range. Roku finished the week at $143.70, up 17.5%, reversing the prior week's 6.1% decline and putting the shares at 92.7% of their 52-week range. The close is only 3.5% below the $148.90 yearly high and well above the $107 trend line, keeping the weekly structure constructive. The move also had volume behind it. Turnover reached 26.7 million shares, compared with a 13-week average of 12.9 million and a 52-week average of 15.7 million. That participation matters because the previous three positive weeks were achieved on lighter activity, while this week's advance came with a clear increase in attention. Sector context is supportive, but Roku is doing more than the group. Communication services was one of the stronger U.S. sectors for the week, ranking second with an average gain of 1.7%. Ranked third, with an average weekly return of 2.6%. That backdrop helps, but Roku's 17.5% move was far ahead of both benchmarks. Breadth is less uniform than the headline performance suggests. Trend breadth is 41.0% in communication services and 38.0% in entertainment, while positive relative strength breadth is 30.0% in both groups. Roku's peer position is therefore a stock-specific strength story as much as a sector story. Ranking 11th out of 263 U.S. communication services names. Momentum is strong. Signal evidence is mixed at the margin. The trend signal remains active and has now been on for 7 consecutive weeks, with 35 active weeks across the past 52. Returns are positive across every measured window. 15.8% over 4 weeks. 54.0% over 12 weeks, 33.7% over 26 weeks, and 93.1% over 52 weeks. Relative strength rose sharply to 20.49, up 162.6% over 4 weeks. Market dynamics is positive at 0.92, but the system shows no fresh buy signal, and the expectation state is undecided at 52.18%. That is not a bearish reading, but it does temper the otherwise strong momentum profile. The latest week improved the price picture, while the signal stack still needs follow-through to avoid looking stretched. Premium pricing raises the bar for confirmation. Roku trades 74.6% above fair value, now $82.27, and 34.3% above its trend line. Premium demand is consistent with strong relative strength, but it also increases sensitivity to any loss of volume or reversal near the 52-week high. Volatility remains elevated, with 13-week volatility at 7.1%, versus 6.4% over 52 weeks. The watch next frame is straightforward: whether price can hold near the high without a fade in market dynamics, and whether volume stays above the 1.5x participation threshold on the next major move. A failure to sustain activity after such a large weekly gain would raise exhaustion risk, while continued volume confirmation would strengthen the case that the breakout attempt is being broadly sponsored. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.